of Jesus family, such a joy to be with you again, to share God's word with you. A word of greeting to our household of faith, the Hill of Blessing. Thank you for joining us through our YouTube channel and listening to these sessions week after week. We trust that you're all keeping safe and following the stipulated regulations, even as some of the lockdown has been eased, and I know many of you are going back to work, and we just want to encourage you to be safe and take all the precautions that are necessary to protect yourself from infection, even during this crisis that is a global pandemic. We have been sharing about Goshen, and we have done 8 sessions so far. Primarily, our focus is on the book of Genesis, chapter 45 to chapter 47. And in our last session, we focused on Genesis 47, verse number 6, where Joseph took his family, he took his brothers and his father, and settled them in the best of the land. And the Bible says, "The land of Egypt is before you. Have your father and your brothers dwell in the best of the land, and let them dwell in the land of Goshen." So Goshen was regarded as the best of the land. And in our previous session, I shared how the best of the land is a metaphor of Christ, who is the choicest vine. And he is the choicest vine in the vineyard. Isaiah chapter 5 speaks to us of the beloved that has a well-watered vineyard. And the vineyard is the church, and Jesus is the choicest vine. We as believers and as the local church must be connected to Christ the vine in order to be productive and to be fruitful. So if we are in the best of the land, there is an expectancy that we will produce good fruit. And you can listen to the previous session that we spoke about what are we producing and how productive are we. So I want to return to Genesis 47, verse number 6. The Bible says, "The land of Egypt is before you. Have your father and brothers dwell in the best of the land." Excuse me. "Let them dwell in the land of Goshen. And if you know any competent men among them, make them chief herdsmen over my livestock." Now you have to go a few verses prior to this to know that Joseph took 5 of his brothers to present them to Pharaoh. And in the presentation of his 5 brothers, I shared how 5 is a numerical number representing grace, and how grace is being presented to the ruler of the age, who is Pharaoh. And here Pharaoh is speaking to them, and he's saying to them, "If you know any competent men among you." Now remember, Goshen is a posture of drawing near, being intimate with God, being one with the Lord. And grace is being presented to Pharaoh, who is the ruler in this world. But he requires competent men. If you know any competent men among them. Now, to be competent is to be efficient, it's to be effective. In the Bible, such people are recorded as being persons of valor, strength, able, sufficient, or qualified. When divine grace comes into our life, we become competent and efficient in the tasks that we have to carry out. Governments all over the world face this problem of corruption because many people get appointed to positions without meritocracy or without any merit or without having the necessary skills or being competent. Therefore, governments get looted, they become corrupt, bribery takes place, and because of such incompetence, lack of skill, there is all sorts of wastage a lack of stewardship and management that affects governments and affects societies at large. So competency is an essential part of our lives, of our development, of our empowerment and our equipping. But as sons of God, children of God, those that have received Christ in our lives, we have the right to be called the children of God. We have the right to be called the sons of God. And as sons of God, one of our unfair advantages is that we receive a impartation of divine grace into our lives. And this helps us to become more skillful in whatever sphere or field we are in. Now, grace doesn't just work mysteriously or mystically or just work because we just ask the Lord to do something. No, we have to be disciplined. We have to train ourselves. We have to equip ourselves. We have to empower ourselves. We have to make sure that we are developing ourselves. And as we do that, the grace becomes enhanced. It becomes more impactful in our lives. So let me just give you a few examples of competent people in the scriptures as we draw a conclusion about competence in the within the scriptures. David was skilled and competent with the harp, the sling, and the stone. His speech, his image, this is all recorded for us in 1 Samuel 16, verse number 18. So his skill with the sling, with the stone, with the harp, and his speech and his image prepared him to be a king that would rule with great authority, with great dominion, and with great power. Now, we are kings and priests to the Father, and we are also anointed with the Holy Spirit as David was. And when David was anointed by Samuel, his skill became effective in dealing with different matters. His skill was able to soothe the demons of Saul. His skill was able to deal with Goliath that paralyzed the nation of Israel with fear. His skill was able to deal with the bear and the lion, which are metaphors of the beastly system of this world that we live in. His skill was used to navigate through Philistine territory and make him a very, very smart and wise king as he began to become more powerful. So David was highly competent, and he also had competent men in his army that joined him. People of skill that could use the right hand and the left hand. People that were could climb mountains like the gazelles. All that is recorded for us in 1 Chronicles chapter 12, and you can read that. So his anointing was that came upon him enhanced his competency and his skill as a leader and eventually as a king. Now, when Moses wanted to choose rulers and judges to deal with the matters in the congregation, in the book of Exodus chapter 18, verse 21 and 22, the Bible says, "Moreover, you shall select from all the people able men," meaning people that are competent, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. Now, the body of Christ also has rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, rulers of tens, but such people must be selected from the people, and they must be able, they must be competent, they must be people that fear God, that love the truth, they hate covetousness, but one important quality is that they are competent, skilled, or able. God chose skilled craftsmen to build the tabernacle of Moses. the book of Exodus chapter 31, verse 1 to 6, and I won't read all of it. I'll just read the latter part, verse 6. It says, "And indeed, I have appointed with him Aholiab, the son of Ahishamak, of the tribe of Dan, and I have put wisdom in the hearts of all the gifted artisans, that they may make all that I have commanded you." So even Moses had to have skilled artisans amongst him, gifted artisans, that could build the tabernacle of Moses. Now you need to keep this at the back of your mind, that what these men built determined how a large congregation, which was in the form of the nation of Israel in the wilderness, would worship their God. It determined their migration and their movements. The tabernacle of Moses was built by competent and skilled artisans that determined the movements, the economy, the worship of an entire congregation. Competent people determine the movements of others. Competent people with skill determine how other people worship. So you can see that competency is an important quality that we all need to possess in our lives. And when we are in the land of Goshen, there is an opportunity for this competency to be presented to the rulers of this age. Now, Paul reminds the Corinthians that their competency, he uses the word sufficiency, as ministers of the new covenant, comes from God. In 2 Corinthians 3, verse 5 to 6, "Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency," the correct word is enablement, or our competency, "is from God, who has made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life." Now, there are many people that are competent, skilled in the letter, but there's a sufficiency and a competency that comes from God, and this is by the Spirit of God. Even the craftsmen that built the tabernacle of Moses, there was a skill that they had as gifted artisans, but they were filled with the Spirit of wisdom and knowledge and understanding. These are functions of the Spirit that allow them to build the tabernacle of Moses. Now, this is beyond our understanding of Spirit as just falling down, as having feeling, as emotionalism, as having a sense that God is with us. And yes, there is the presence of God that comes into atmospheres and we have a sense of his presence. But there's a Spirit inside of us that gives us the skill, the competency to solve problems, to build and be innovative and inventive, to construct something that determines how people will live and how people will move and how people will worship God. So competency requires training, discipline, and development. Now, Pharaoh wanted competent people to take care of his assets. Paul was a skilled scribe who could rightly divide the word of God. Elders must be competent in teaching the word of God. David had skilled musicians. 1 Chronicles chapter 25, verse number 1. "Moreover, David and the captains of the army separated for the service some of the men, sons of Asaph of Heman, who should prophesy with harps, stringed instruments, and cymbals. And the number of the skilled men performing their service was," and it gives a list of all the skilled men. And you can see that David wanted skilled musicians to play for him and to worship God. Ezra was a skilled scribe. When Ezra came out of Babylon, and during the period of the time where there was the rebuildings of the walls of Jerusalem under the governorship of Nehemiah, when Ezra came in as a skilled scribe, he found that the people were still involved in pagan worship, and he dealt with the purity of their hearts, because as he took the law of Moses and began to read it, the people began to weep, because He was someone that was a skilled scribe, one who was able to rightly divide the word of God. You see, even in the building of the Temple of Solomon, the building of the corporate temple and also the building of Solomon's house, that he spoke to his father's longtime friend, the king of Tyre, whose name was Hiram, and he sent him skilled men together with the skilled men that were in that were already under Solomon's reign. Together they began to build the house of Solomon as well as the temple of God. Now, the house of Solomon, or Solomon's royal house, is the local church, and the corporate temple, or the temple of Solomon, is a picture of the corporate church. And we need to know that there must be skilled people in knowing how to build the local church and skilled people in building the corporate church. There's a skill, there's a competency, there is a divine enablement. They are wise master builders that have a special grace and anointing for that. King Uzziah had skilled men who were very inventive. In 2 Chronicles 26, verse 14 to 15, then Uzziah prepared for them, for the entire army, shields and spears, helmets, body armor, bows and slings to cast stone. And he made devices in Jerusalem, invented by skillful men, to be on the towers and on the corners to shoot arrows and large stones. So his fame spread far and wide, and he was marvelously helped till he became strong. And here's Uzziah showing skill in building very unique armory. That means the way he waged warfare was different from others because of the skill that he had in among his men, who were very innovative and inventive. Even during this period where our economy is taking such a bashing, and not only the economy of South Africa, but several other economies all over the world, I believe that there is an inventive nature, an innovative nature within us. That's something that God would trigger by His Spirit that makes us so competent that the church would be innovative. It would be inventive. It would come up with new ideas, new thoughts, new opportunities. I know that many businesses are struggling. Many people are without jobs. Some of you have even lost your jobs. Some of you are not earning an income currently because of the current economic crisis. But I pray that you, with your competency, think of the skill that you already have, the talent that you have already have, the craftsmanship that you already have. Use that skill and be inventive. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you and use that competency, that sufficiency, that enablement to propel you to build something new on the face of the earth. Trust God for new things, that your competency will lead to an opportunity, will lead to something unique. And all this takes place because we are in Goshen, and because we have grace that can be presented to the rulers of this age. I tell you, the God that is in you is more than enough. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. As He is, so are we in this world. Pray that the Spirit of God will bring innovative thoughts and ideas. I pray that dreams and visions will come upon you of inventive thoughts. I declare over your mind that the Lord would bring new opportunities to you and put you in contact with the right people as you come up with inventive and innovative things because of the skill and the competency that you have. Now, people that are competent are made chief herdsmen. This is what Pharaoh said. He said, "And if you know any competent men among them, then make them chief herdsmen over my livestock." Now, chief herdsmen are basically the people that will manage the assets of Pharaoh. Pharaoh's requirement for such people was that they be competent. You see, when we settle in Goshen, we come into a place of overseeing prime resources. This is a position of rulership and dominion Such positions are attained through meritocracy. People are chosen on merit. So when we settle in Goshen, the rulers of this world will take notice of our competency and will make us chief rulers. We are not here to take over. We are here to steward and to serve. We are here to administrate. We are here to steward the resources that are in this world. But it's not going to go into the hands of unskilled and people that lack competency or are incompetent. I know that even as we emerge out of this lockdown, that as we come out of a place of drawing near to God and being intimate with God, many of us would have had time to develop our skill, and God would make you a ruler. The Bible says it is the diligent that rules. If you are diligent in developing yourself, making yourself competent, even learning a new skill or enhancing your current skill, I know that the Lord will bring you into a position of rulership, a position of asset management of the resources of the rulers of this world. Remember, Joseph was over all Pharaoh's personal assets and even over the land. And he had the right to choose his own brothers to take care of those assets. But Pharaoh is a picture of Christ, and we are the sons of God. And as the sons of God, we have competency. It is the Lord who will position us. It is the Lord who will place us in that right position so that we can oversee the resources that are in this world. But it's only to people that are skilled and competent, people that are divinely enabled. So I pray that you would take time to develop your skills, because grace will position you for rulership, but we must become competent. Now, Joseph was the stone that was rejected, but he became the ruler, just as Jesus was the stone that was rejected, but he became the chief cornerstone. When we settle in Goshen, the rulers of this world will take notice of our competence and make you the chief ruler. I pray that even as you have heard this message today, that you would be challenged, you would be inspired, you would be motivated to go and make yourself competent. There are many apps you can download to learn new things. There are many different software packages that you can purchase to learn and to develop your skill and become competent. Don't let this time go by without developing a new skill. Don't let this time go by without learning something new. Reinvent yourself. Many businesses that rely on a certain customer base, you know right now that there is no income. I say to you, reinvent yourself. Pray, ask the Lord, seek the face of God during this time. Pray that the wisdom of God would come upon you to bring new ideas, to invent new things, that something fresh would take place in your spirit, man. Something unique would happen inside of you. Make yourself competent so that we will stand before the rulers of this age. May the Lord strengthen you and bless you. May His grace be sufficient for you. May the peace of the Lord be over your life. And may you be competent. May you be made a chief herdsman that will stand before the rulers of our time. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you. Grace, mercy, and peace to you. Amen.